USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused massive flooding in the east. USA's Lance Pry has more.
Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells CNN,
"You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively saying, tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process."
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
If you're planning on going on a cruise, there's been some changes. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Carnival Cruise Line has new COVID-19 test requirements for fully vaccinated guests. Beginning September 13th, those who are vaccinated are required to get tested 2 days prior to sailing. Mask requirements are also being expanded in all indoor dining settings and enclosed spaces. Unvaccinated guests must still present a negative test at the cruise terminal, plus be tested before they board. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Amtrak has suspended all services between Washington and New York City due to flood damage from Ida. In California, better weather is helping fire crews battle a huge wildfire that's threatening communities around Lake Tahoe. The Caldor Fire has grown to around 210,000 acres and is only 25% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists all say the use of ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19 outside of clinical trials must end immediately. The drug has Food and Drug Administration approval to treat people with infections caused by internal and external parasites. It's not approved to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin is also available for veterinary use in horses and other animals, but medications intended for animals should never be used by humans. In a statement, they said, "We're alarmed by the reports that ivermectin has increased 24-fold since before the pandemic." They noted that calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5 times. The FDA has also received multiple reports of people who've been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin that was intended for horses. They said, "You may have heard that it's okay to take large doses of ivermectin. That is wrong." The FDA emphasized no form of ivermectin has been approved to treat or prevent COVID-19. The CDC also issued an advisory saying ivermectin is not authorized for the prevention or treatment of the disease. They warned about the potentially toxic effect of the drug, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and overdoses are associated with hypertension, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.